time on the stage we had his knot. She made our thing flat from the net because he was big food. No, this is Jos Meijers from the tool. And he will show us why it's not so very smart to let the bees in the public. Please give a welcome round of applause for Jos.
Yes, showing why not to show peace in public, because it's not a good idea. I'm a member of Tool, as my husband already said, the open organization of block figures. We open the lock for a sport, and if we like it, and we try to do it without damaging the lock, because it's toys for us, and you don't want to ruin the toys. I'm also a member of the most awesome hackerspace in the Netherlands, and that's Hack 42. And they will both be discussing it.
I'm sorry.
Let's start with the video. Can we make up the sound of it, please?
Same thing,
in a whole service. This company, I'm not totally sure where they operate, but what they do, they go to your house three or four times a week and empty your mailbox. And I'm talking about your snail mailbox, not your digital one. And what they do, they convert it to a digital one, so you can get it on your iPad and your bank. That's kind of cool. But how do they get to your mailbox? Because that's the one, isn't it? Same deal. You just send in a picture of your key, they open it. That's, of course, that's for your mailbox key. Probably isn't your best key in the world, so I totally get that. Like they say here, if it's outside the gate, the lock, of course it is better, but then anyone can do that. If it's locked outside your gate, then they open it, and that's basically it. If it's inside, you get more keys. The spot where they stop, and I think that's a good thing, is like in Europe, most of the people have a slit in their door. So the mail will be inside your building. So then you would need a key, the actual front door key, to get to that mail. They said, no, we're not going to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to install a mailbox with the typical shitty key that the normal mailbox has. So that's good. And there's some other scenarios also, but that's what they do. So all they also need just a key, just a picture of your key in order to make a working key out of it. This is new, actually, no. A couple of years ago, some guys at MIT, and this has been discussed in several security conferences, they took a camera and a gigas lens, and what they did was take a picture of that terrace that's down there. There's a book on there, like a good book actually, there's keys on there. And they took a picture from a long distance. And from that picture, so that's the first one, the colored one on the left, they started distorting the picture until it actually looks like a working key. And of course, the head of that type of key has some particular form. So as long as you recuperate and distort it to actually be that same picture on the left side, then you can decode it on the right side. And of course, after that, you get factory loaded, no problem. So this is nothing new. But then again, media, what happens? This guy, convicted murderer in a jail, he made his key. But how did he get access to that key? Well, it says down there, the design of the master key, so not just the key to his cell, but the master key, was printed in front of the prisoner information handle, and a copy of that key was given to all inmates on arrival in prison. I would say that's wrong. Okay, more like that. Showing keys, I mean, 4 years ago, was it 4 years, 8 years ago, or quite some time ago, Ray, a good friend of ours, a member of SSDEF, that's the German equivalent of the organization Blockmakers, he pulled this off at heart, and he said to handbags. Now, the story on YouTube is that he made this key by looking at a regular key that the fuck had on it. It's not really true, because he already had this key. Because what actually happened is was his journey, and he happened to have the key to the from the sorry, he had to have the key to the cuffs that cuffs used in Germany. And of course, well, he's a collector, he has that kind of stuff. And when he was in the Netherlands, he saw Dutch police guys, and they carried the same brand of handcuffs. He was like, I can try this, and I asked it first off because it's fun. So we asked to a cop, can I try my key on your cuffs? And he said, soft. And he turned his back to him. And if you see So this is probably not enough to, well, maybe it is, but it's can you decode it from here or not? I don't know, but it's enough to actually look at, I mean, this is the same key, you can see that. So it's a good chance it will fit. So just knowing that, not the exact code, but about the shape of it, will give you intel that's very useful if you want to open something. So after that, they became friends, and he was allowed to test it. So this was the key that we put online, and it's still can be downloaded there. So that's going to get you out of trouble, well, not, well, probably into trouble, in the Netherlands as well as Europe. So that's the possible deal with AI, which is, for a normal arrest, that's a good idea, because when you get arrested and you get brought into the station and you hand it over to another officer, it's quite cool that he has an ID also. Again, these are not, well, they're quite good keys, but some keys are not that hard, tolerances are high. This is a typical view of a clean desk policy environment. And I see a lot of threads, but I also see a key. And there had to be a coin nest to it, which is handy, because if you take a picture of that, we know sizes. We know exactly how what the size should be. So we can find a copy that, print it correctly, so it has the correct size. And if it's a really high tolerance speed thing, then we can put some metal behind it and just follow the lines, like we did in kindergarten. With any luck, it'll open. So just lay your keys around. I mean, you don't have to have a key copy machine to actually copy it. So that'll work. Okay. Another one. This hit some media some time ago. The story was you can get the master key to the New York subway. The master key to the New York subway for some cash. That was it. And of course, the guy in the picture goes like, this key, people can have this key. And he shows it to the world. Well, just in case this is not high arrest enough and we cannot decode it, because this picture is apparently not enough. So that's also in the same. I mean, this is doable. It's not high arrest, but I mean, you can decode your key from that. But things can go downhill from here. Basically, same situation. We're going to do another video.
Great. So to speak, unlock some of the caps.
When you were surprised too, Roger, you could call it the key to the kingdom. It is a remnant from back in the day when all gas station pumps were made with the same lock to make it easier for inspections and maintenance. Now those keys are just providing easy access to a very lucrative crime using new high-tech technology, and in the end, we are all on the hook.
Hidden behind here, a new Bluetooth-enabled skimmer that can rip off your credit or debit information in seconds. This universal gas pump key is making it even easier for clients to install this new skimmer.
So you can place a skimmer, you can place a skimmer on any device that takes a card, of course, but if you have the keys to open that box, then you can make it nice. So that took it away, and of course, many people do get scared. But I mean, including this picture in that bit, like, that's stupid. Because you can even read why the person left in the USA, so you know which brand to order. That's should be the case. This hit me a couple months ago. This is an ex-locksmith, and well, I'm not sure if he's a locksmith or just a key copying sir. He had some keys that were called keys to the kingdom. Well, that term is used more often than that. He had keys to fire tubing. That's if a fireman comes into a building, needs to get into a building, of course they don't have all the keys to all the master keys to all the buildings. So what they tend to do is place a box outside of the building. Then that is key to light to all the other boxes around the city. And inside that box is actual key to the door. So having that master box with key as well, that quite opens up quite a lot. And you also have keys to elevators, to subway thingies, and to be around traffic, so traffic lights operator boxes. Quite nifty keys, and he was selling it.
Well, if I was right to tell you that the nearest postal worker is a super legitimate story. An intrepid reporter for America's third dozen paper has found a slightly disturbing item for sale on eBay. Former locksmith Danny Ferraris sold the undercover reporter a New York City fireman's key ring for $150. The keys give the owner the ability to control elevators, circuit breakers, subway entrances, and traffic lights all over the city. They essentially become the key maker for the Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, nice, shiny pictures of the keys we should have. And in this article, of reporters go like, if the terrorists get it, yeah, they don't do it. That's wrong. That's really wrong. And to show, I mean, the fact that all your security relies on a set of keys, I think that's unwise, but that's another talk. But showing these, and I think you get away with it. So on the Twitters, people were bitching about this, because some of you don't know, you're not seeing this. And the reporter said, no, we did it. We asked the locksmith if it was possible to make working keys for these pictures. And no, it's not possible. Locksmith can't do it. Well, check. And they actually gave an exact description, which is what, how to use it, what you could do, who's supposed to have it. And yeah, I could probably cut some keys from that. Actually, let's try to cut some keys. Let's back to Belgium again. I have to switch a rule a bit because my laptop died. Is this still? Hang on. Can somebody help me mirroring this video screen to John's on?
Just move it to the other screen.
Opmerkelijk, zoals deze e-mail die we gekregen hebben. En dat gaat eigenlijk over iemand die beweert dat je heel eenvoudig met een sleuteltje de fietspalen open krijgt. Dus stel je voor, je wordt geflitst, je hebt een sleuteltje en leef je uit op de fietspalen of op de besturing van die palen. En dat je ook die slotjes heel gemakkelijk kan kopen. Ik onderzoek dat even, we zijn in Brussel en we beginnen natuurlijk bij de slotenmaker. Sleuteltje aan. Ja, dat is sleuteltje. Sleuteltjes en een cilinderslotje. Volgens de mailschrijver zit dit in de flitspaal. En kan ik met die sleuteltjes de flitspaal openen. En hoeveel heeft dat gekost? Dat heeft €14,23 gekost. Als dit werkt, voor €14,23, dat is opmerkelijk goedkoper dan een boete van het fietspaal. Dit is een typische Vlaamse tweevaksbaan waar snel gereden kan worden. Kaarsrecht, veel verkeer. Dus de Vlaamse overheid heeft her en der in Vlaanderen flitspalen meegepoot die dan de snelheidsduivels fotograferen en de boete wilt sturen. En met de digitalisatie gaat dat binnenkort automatisch zonder filmrolletjes. Hier staat zo'n paal, een flitspaal, een onafhankelijke flitspaal, met verschillende types. Die je ziet dan, deze paal. Er zijn in Vlaanderen heel wat acties geweest om deze flitspalen uit te schakelen. Men heeft erop geschoten, men heeft in brand gestoken. Men heeft ze zelfs afgekleefd, maar eigenlijk is dat volgens onze mailschrijver allemaal niet nodig. Want het geheim van deze paal zit in deze kast. Deze robuuste kast is de aansturing, besturing, elektronica, de stroom van die flitspaal. Dus als de kast weg is, geen flitspaal, die werkt niet meer. Nu kan je dit ding omverrijden, want het kost je wel wat. En we hadden die sleuteltjes gekocht, net die heel eenvoudige sleuteltjes. En normaal gezien moet die sleutel op dit slot passen. Je hebt hier een slotje. Zie je dit sleuteltje? Doe die niet thuis. Oh. Dit doen we dus netjes terug dicht. Zo. Deze flitspaal komt
combinatie kost al snel enkele tienduizenden euro belastinggeld. En in deze configuratie, met dit slot en deze bak, vind je in heel Vlaanderen. Dat is een lastig hoek van de overheid die zegt, al die kasten moeten zo opgebouwd worden. Dit is geen alleenstaand geval. Ik vind niet dat dat kan. Dat je met een eenvoudig in handel vrij verkrijgbaar sleuteltje van 14,23 euro, dit sleuteltje, dat je daar deze combinatie onschadelijk mee kan maken en als je wil op deze baan dan heel onveilig kan rijden zonder geflitst te worden. Ik vind dat de overheid hieruit haar lessen moet trekken. De vorige flitspanel was 3 jaar oud. Hier staat een volledig nieuwe configuratie. Helemaal nieuw, laatste type, laatste generatie. Je ziet, nog net gekeurd, maart 2010 gekeurd. Je zou je toch zeggen, misschien hebben we ondertussen geleerd en hadden we het doel van Steffen. Ik heb hier mijnzelfde sleuteltjes. Hij is proberen. Ja, ik heb hier niet lopen. De sleutel past. De deur gaat open. Ik kan je zelfs gewoon handmatig, een auto maken. Maar dat is maar dicht doen, terug op slot. Volledig nieuw. Dit is schraakkloppend. Dit kan.
Key that, of course, doesn't operate a lot, but it won't fit in.
First, let's possibly relabel it first. Well, yeah, because we care. This tour was actually about bug glue. I just did the technical part. It's totally this idea. And we said to hi and get a key. That, of course, doesn't work because it can't fit in.
people who want to show their keys.
Sure, we have footage.
I can see what it's like.
Our key to the toilet, I can show you, so you can leave on your own, suppose.
This is an encrypted way to say that there are no volunteers needed for the toilet cleaning facility. So, oh, you already have some, so that's really okay.
I wonder if you noticed that the second key from the left that X Locksmith was selling was the same as the key to the subway. That is the elevator bypass key in New York City, which the fire people use. And you actually need two copies of it at the same time to make the elevator do anything interesting, one in the lobby and one in the elevator itself.
Thank you. Any more?
More questions?
Any questions more? I'll be immediately there later.
But let's thank the speaker, and he will be in the cafe later, as he has already said.